Persian Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I don't think you've heard that Emmanuel, God with us, Macron, finally sent tanks and troops into Ukraine to assist. They anteed up. Russia hits French Foreign Legion troops in Ukraine. No survivors. They died. What do you expect? Russia warned God with us, Emmanuel Macron, what would happen if France sent troops into Ukraine to assist Zelensky. On April 13th, the arrival of French foreign troops into Slavyansk, Ukraine. Overnight, those troops were hit and killed by Russian army. The French military brought Caesar self-propelled gun to Slavyansk. According to the Military Chronicle, the brigade artillery group consisted of 12 to 15 wheeled howitzers. Most likely, we're talking about the potential use of French Caesar for barrage fire in event of an attack by the Russian armed forces. Russia had warned NATO countries that if they sent troops to Ukraine, those troops would become legitimate targets. Russia made good on its word again and slew the French Foreign Legion troops. A slew of the French Foreign Legion troops are now disappeared. They are gone. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And Justin Castro Trudeau in Canada, it appears as if he is going to be brought up on charges for perversion with children. Castro Trudeau, the son of Fidel Castro. Illegitimate affair with Castro and his mother. The product, Justin, little Justin, pedophile Trudeau, according to Canadian papers. Also, in Russia, you remember the attack on the theater in Russia. Well, this was on the 22nd of March, and the Security Council Secretary Nikolai Patrushev, he revealed that during the investigation, there was a link between the perpetrator of the terrorist attack and Ukraine nationalists, and it had been confirmed. The perpetrators, accomplices, and organizers of the monstrous attack, the affiliated individuals, wherever they hide and however they try to cover their tracks, they will still face deserved punishment. On the evening of Monday, the 15th, April 15th, the tax day, two things are certain in life: death and taxes. Well, death and taxes. Information appeared in Ukraine, the Ukrainian public pages and telegram channels of military officers about the death of the head of the main intelligence directorate of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine, Kirill Budanov. Allegedly, he got the flu. And he got the flu when he came under missile attack from the Russian armed forces during an attack on a training ground in the Chugiev area in the Kharkov region. According to military correspondence, on April 15, at least four missile strikes were recorded in the vicinity of the city of Chugiev, Kharkov region of Ukraine. Presumably, the target of the attack was a military training ground, which the Ukrainian armed forces uses to house military equipment and personnel. Well, Kirill Budanov got the flu, and the flu came from above, four missile attacks. Russia hasn't, you know, though there hasn't been much discussion about the attack on March 22nd in Russia on the, what was it now, 300, I can't remember how many people died, 140, over 500 are injured. Russia didn't forget. And more evidence is coming out that Ukraine had intelligence coming from Uncle Sam. Now, also, it just so happened the Francis Scott Key Bridge, after the four days after the barbaric Moscow terrorist attack, beyond all doubt, a cyber attack on the cargo ship turned into a missile, brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge, trapping in the port of Baltimore the American warships that bring weapons to Ukraine. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind, and immediately the Biden administration denied this was a terrorist attack before the investigation even began. But now the FBI has opened a criminal investigation into the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. This was confirmed to Fox News. Then, no, there wasn't any Russian collusion. It just might have been Russia that jammed the ship's computers and maybe steered it into a bridge. Well, we don't know. Into a pylon? We're not sure. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be right back.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I try to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
Also, something that just occurred is that, make an adjustment here. Okay. There was a huge fire at the Scranton Army Ammunition Plant in Scranton, Pennsylvania. The blaze at the crucial facility responsible for producing the metal bodies of the U.S. Army's 155-millimeter artillery shells prompted an immediate response from local firemen. And out of the Jim Hoft Gateway Pundit, huge fire erupts at Scranton Army Ammunition Plant, the U.S.'s primary producer of 155-millimeter artillery shell bodies. So isn't that interesting? A huge fire erupted at the Army Ammunition Plant in Scranton. The blaze at this critical facility responsible for producing these metal bodies for the 155-millimeter artillery shell. It was first reported, the incident, noting that Scranton firefighters were actually battling a fire structure at the Army Ammunition Plant located on Cedar Avenue. Scranton Army Ammunition Plant, a key component of the national defense infrastructure in manufacturing artillery projectiles. So, what's the big deal about this? All these shells go to Ukraine. The situation appeared dire as heavy smoke vented from the roof, according to firefighter crews. Efforts to extinguish the fire saw some progress, but it was later reported that the bulk of the fire had been knocked down. Additional support was called in from the Greenwood Fire Department. At 3:20 p.m. today, which was yesterday, April 15th, death and taxes, personnel responded to the fire. According to the bridge, Scranton Army Ammunition Plant is a vital asset to the United States Army Joint Munitions Command and the broader military infrastructure managed by General Dynamics, Ordnance and Tactical Systems, has production capabilities to include a wide array of military munitions such as the 155, the 105-millimeter artillery projectiles, various mortar projectiles, naval gun projectiles, the 155-millimeter, the 105-millimeter, the 120-millimeter mortar, the M931 full-range training cartridges, the M933 and M934 high explosives, the M930 and M983 illumination, M929 white phosphorus smoke, and the 5-inch by 54-inch naval gun projectile. Huh. Russian collusion? Russian interference? And it just so happens these are the weapons, the shells that go to a Ukraine. So, Vladimir Zelensky, he realizes the importance of the munitions. Okay, then I'm trying I'm going to visit with you about this matter in Israel, in the Middle East. And I guess I'm going to go to, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. You see, the Palestinian protesters who caused some disruption in Chicago, they shut down the Golden Gate Bridge, and what they need to do with these protesters is some were put in jail. They closed down the O'Hare Airport there in Chicago. Mike Johnson, he's unveiled a plan to move foreign aid through the House, pitching 4 separate bills to address aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, also national security priorities. A lot of conservatives are very upset about how this is going, said Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, or Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm sorry, Representative. He's literally broken his promise. Now, with Johnson, my question is Johnson a globalist? Or is he a dominionist? For those that study listen to me on Sundays on the Olive Tree program from 9 to noon, I talk about dominionism. A great group of people that support Donald Trump are dominionists. They are what is called New Apostolic Reform Movement Christians, or Seven Hills Mandate Christians. Basically, and simply, what this is Christians who take political office and believe that they are going to be able to take over city, county, state, federal governments, internationally, and take over the world. And when Christ, Jesus Christ, returns, they will give the world to Christ as a gift. A gift. This is dominionism. I hate to tell the Trump supporters that Trump is backed very heavily by these people. And as I have stated in the past, I will continue to present to you that Donald Trump is not going to win this coming election. He's not going to return to the power structure in the United States government. And many people, many Christians, Republicans, they like Michael Johnson, and I'm afraid that if I'm correct, Michael Johnson is a dominionist. So is he a globalist or a dominionist? Either way, Mike Johnson is furthering and assisting the architects of what we call the New World Order, or the coming power structure of the United States of America. He is furthering the objectives of the cabal that is coming to take over the government. He doesn't know it, but he's furthering their cause. And I'll explain as I go on. He rolls out this proposal during a closed-door House GOP conference in the Capitol basement on the 15th of April. Death and taxes. The tax day. The plan is first to move a procedural rule governing all four bills, Ukraine, a bill to Israel, Taiwan, and then again the fourth that focus on national security priorities. Each proposal would then be voted on separately. This is in contrast to the Senate's $95 billion foreign aid legislation that combines the various elements into a single package. Ukraine is going to be supported, but that is not the main objective of this administration. Well, it is of the Biden network, not of the Republicans. Israel is the main recipient of the aid. The U.S. is investing in Ukraine, hoping that America can destroy Russia through sanctions, through war, with David Cameron visiting Donald Trump early in the week, over the weekend, I think it was. Their discussion was about NATO. NATO really needs to ante up presently, and the NATO funds would free up American dollars. And Cameron was discussing, now remember, David Cameron from England, he is a member of the British Pilgrim Society. And I think that the British Pilgrim Society, New York, and in the city of London are very concerned that Donald Trump is going to win this election. They're hedging, backup plans, just in case Trump pulls this off a second time. And the discussion is Ukraine. Because NATO specifically. Because it is NATO that is in the vicinity to hold the Russian military in place. Russia doesn't have any plans to take over Ukraine. Russia is going to, because the east side of Russia, the eastern portion of Ukraine, these are Russian people. I think it was Hungary and Poland before the Bolshevik Revolution. They actually owned a big portion of what we call today as Ukraine. Hungary will get back her land, and I think it was Poland will get back some of that territory also. Russia will retain what was at one time West Russia or East Ukraine. So David Cameron is concerned that should Donald Trump pull this off a second time, they want to make sure that Trump will assist them with their globalist plans. And Trump, I do believe he does know who the Pilgrim Society is, and he knows that most of his resistance is coming from Pilgrim Society New York and City of London. It's interesting. I can't figure out what Trump would do if he would return a second time. But I tell you what, Pilgrim Society New York would be a big target. And I'm afraid that's what they're afraid of. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Going back to Mike Johnson, he may not be the Speaker of the House. Well, yeah, I'm right. In the new administration, he won't be the Speaker of the House. His political career is also coming to an end. Now, my question is he a globalist or is he a dominionist? Is he both? Donald Trump is under house arrest, basically, in the court case presently. He can't leave the city. Barron Trump is going to graduate from high school. And the judge is threatened to throw Donald Trump into prison if he leaves, if he doesn't show up on the graduation day. These people are vindictive. They're evil. They do as they please. They have no fear of the laws of man. They don't have any fear of God himself. And he's threatened to throw Trump in jail should Trump leave. Continuity of government. The agencies that keep this kingdom of evil together. The American people, they view the present government and the power structure as bad. It's more than bad. It's evil. It's beyond evil. It has become a creature that you can't identify. You know, you can see Godzilla come out of the water, and you know it's Godzilla. You can tell because it breathes fire, and it has that high screech. You know who Mothra is, and Rodan, and King Kong. You can identify who these beasts are, but you can't identify this beast, this creature that runs this society. And the enemy of the creature are the people of this country. And anyone who threatens the control that has been coddled, cradled, protected for the last 140 years specifically, this is a creature that the nations of the world, the leaders of the world, they scratch their head and they try to find the adequate way into the adequate way to identify or to explain what America is presently. They know what it was, but they don't have a way to clearly communicate amongst themselves what America is presently. Is it a dictatorship already? Is it communist? Is it socialist? Are we a fascist? Are we a combination of all of the above? Or are we something completely different? Something that the world has never seen before. And in this system, this structure, which includes Congress, the whole judicial system, can tell the next president, we're not going to give you a day to go see your son graduate from high school. I say that there'll come a day when Donald Trump is going to be relieved of his duties in the political system. God is going to relieve him. God has appointed a day where he is going to exit the political arena. Gather his family, his beautiful wife, his son, his children, if they will, if they'll listen, their wives, their grandchildren, and leave this country. Go back to Europe and enjoy the balance of your days. That is what God wants. He's going to give you extended time to live. That's what Donald Trump should do, to enjoy life. He's accomplished what God wanted him to accomplish. But America must be punished. And God has chosen the way to punish America. The citizens of this country that have assisted the criminal element, which we would call the leaders in the Democrat Party, these leaders don't care for the Democrat voters. Do you think they care for the black people that vote Democrat? Or the Hispanic people that are vote Democrat? Or the gang members that are coming up? You know, like the on the Statue of Liberty, give us your, what is that, how does that plaque read? Give us your whatever. They're going to have to rewrite that. It says, give us your criminals, your murderers, give us your pedophiles, give us your thieves, give us the dregs of your nations. Colombia, please give us the dregs of Colombia, Venezuela, Ecuador, El Salvador. Send the dregs of your societies to the land of the plumed serpent. Send them to the United States of America. Send them because they have prophecy to fulfill. According to Jeremiah 50 and 51, they must come to this great society to strip it bare of all of its riches. Jeremiah 50 and 51. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long, every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care. Yeah.
Okay, send your hobbled, could this use the term hobbled masses, hobbled mentally, send the dregs of your societies to the coming landfill of history. This is what America has become. We become a system that is so we cannot describe what we are. How do you describe a country that allows, that just opens the doors, opens the gates, and allows anyone in? What kind of madness is that? This is we have become a beast nation. You know, dogs, don't give what is holy to the dogs. A dog doesn't know anything about God. A dog doesn't know about a holy God, a righteous God. A dog is a dog. A dog scratches, sniffs, barks, chases after. Whatever moves, it's a dog. When you don't have laws in a nation, then the nation becomes just a beast nation. Nothing is holy. Nothing is righteous. Don't give a pig pearls. Don't cast your pearls before the swine. We used to be a nation that was, the nations of the world looked up to. They envied us because of what we were as a nation. And this is when we were a Christian nation. When we lived by conscience, by the laws of the land, and by the Ten Commandments simply. And we were a safe nation. We're not safe anymore. We don't live by the commandments of God any longer. We don't live by conscience. We definitely don't live by a constitution that is just a piece of paper. Worthless. This is what a beast, this is what happens to a nation that rejects morals of any kind of morals. A nation that slaughters children, the elderly, and anyone who puts themselves in harm's way, doesn't matter what age you are. And Michael Johnson, I don't think he really understands that he is assisting this coming administration. Does he know it? I'm not so sure. But he is laying groundwork. He is assisting an administration that's coming maybe 6 months in the future. He's assisting this coming nation to become even more diabolical. And firstly, the people that are going to be affected are the people of the United States of America. We're the ones who are going to be affected. There is a war taking place in this country between simply a Democrat or Republican, red and blue. That's the best way to put it simply. There is a war taking place, but on another level, I'm going to be discussing the rabbit hole and using quantum physics. There were some men who could prove that what we see, what we hear, what we can touch and feel, and the way that we respond to life is just one dimension. But these men proved through quantum physics that there is another dimension that affects what we see, smell, hear, touch. There's another dimension that affects the physical dimension. And they didn't know how to present this to the people in their world. So Lewis Carroll wrote the story of Alice in Wonderland. What you see on the surface is one reality. But once Lewis takes you into Alice's Wonderland through mathematics, then you see another dimension. This is the dimension that in the 1960s and 70s, there was a shift, a spiritual shift in this country. It was called the Age of Aquarius. And people think, well, you know, it was a shift maybe in the heavens, but so what? Well, that shift in the heavens caused a shift down in the rabbit hole. And the shift in the rabbit hole has affected everything that we are conscious of. Smell, taste, touch, sight, hearing. And what we're seeing in this country, in Washington, D.C., in the city of Seven Hills, is a reflection of what is down the rabbit hole. It is manifesting right there in the nation's political center. The Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6-foot-tall aspen clumps are just $119.99 each. 3-year-old Cheyenne privet hedge now gets 6 for $306. 6 to 8-foot spring snow fruitless crabapple now $139.99. At the Tree Farm,
come see. You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Was saying, there was a shift, a spiritual shift that took place back in the late 60s. And Christ, 2,000 years ago, he stated that in the years before his return, especially in the final decade, there would be a great shift of the power structure of the world, a great shift. And spiritually speaking, a great shift began in the United States of America in the late 60s, early 70s, in a period of time known as the baby boom generation period. And in that baby boom generation period, there was a spiritual shift where God, there was a move where the Holy Spirit brought many young Christian hippies, or young hippies, American hippies, black, Indian, Asian, Jewish, Hispanic, every nationality, every color, into his kingdom. And at the same time, Diablo, there was a campaign to bring many young baby boom generation children in this country, Asian, Hispanic, black, Jewish, white, into his kingdom also. It was the age of Aquarius, where Satan would begin to introduce himself, just like Christ was introducing himself to millions of baby boom generation teenagers. Satan introduced himself also to millions of young people in America. There was a clash of kingdoms, and that clash has continued to this very day. And we're seeing this clash of kingdoms in Washington, D.C. You're seeing this clash of kingdoms in the political world, in Congress, in the Senate, all through this country, there is a clash taking place. It is the world that was in down in the rabbit hole is now beginning to emerge, and what is down the rabbit hole is becoming more real in the natural world. I'm done for today. I'm going to discuss it probably again tomorrow. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll visit tomorrow.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.